Stop complaining about women having entitled attitudes when you finance their lifestyle in this way. Ugh. There's dudes out there creating the problem and then bitching about it, just like the women that reject them.
If you missed the bus on Bitcoin, Doge, and Shiba, check out Crypto Phoenix, an all-American coin launched on Independence Day weekend. Check out their website, cryptophoenix.org, and follow the link on the bottom of the page to hang out with the founders on Telegram, where you can ask them anything. So remove your thumb from your fourth point of contact and use it to hitchhike on the next bus to retirement. A link is in the description.
What's going on, you koof-guzzling fetishists? I'm Blake, this is Pop.
Ah!
Welcome to a ride and roast with two Richards in a tiny car.
It's not that tiny, man. It's medium tiny.
Pop drives stick.
Hey, let's not go there.
Well, I mean,
I just did my gas mileage. I'm 30.5 gallons, or miles per gallon. Not bad.
Not bad at all. Well, trust but verify.
Right? That's exactly. I always track my mileage. So I know what I can write off on my taxes, and I always use that, and I compare it to the gallons I put in the tank to get an accurate reading.
Yeah, because idyllic conditions with their little dynamometers and their car laboratories versus real world is usually a little different.
And here's something that it's really weird, is you actually get better gas mileage without using the cruise control.
Oh.
Yeah, because I use the cruise control, I'll get like 26 to 27 miles a gallon.
It's weird.
Isn't that weird?
It's supposed to be the other way around.
I know. You figure it'd be like, oh, we're going to do this the most economical way possible. Nope.
I guess they're a bunch of liars.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
All right, so what's our article today?
Oh, you're going to love this. This is, wow, we're going over to the Daily Star. This is, if you're talking about, like, the pot at the end of the cringe rainbow, like, the pot of gold,
this is it.
This site is it. Page 3 Star earns 4,000 euros a month by sneezing on FaceTime for COVID fetishists.
That, if there's a market for that, good on her for finding her niche and, like, capitalizing on it. That is capitalism 101. Totally support it.
Amen to that.
But on the other half, kind of weird. I'm just,
of all the things, and once again, we are watching women embrace the truth, which is the polar opposite of what they preach, which is that men are privileged.
Yes.
That they make more money than women because they're the way. And that, you know, the only reason we're attracted to thin, beautiful women with a healthy hip-to-waist ratio is because of social beauty standards.
It's absolutely incorrect.
If that was true, no one would be paying a chick with a 5.5 head 4,000 euros a month to sneeze and do other sorts of vile, repugnant, snot-fueled shit.
You know what? We should do a video where we take some, like, famous people's faces and, like, criticize the shit out of them. And give it, like, you know, the crow's feet, eyes.
I mean, she's not terrible looking, but she's about another inch or two of forehead skin away from becoming Brainiac in the Superman universe.
Yeah, she is almost 6 head. She's definitely 5.5 head.
What was that villain on the Batman TV series that Vincent Price played? Egghead?
Yeah, I don't know if it's Egghead. There was a couple of them.
Excellent.
I know there's this evil genius whose intellect is powered by gamma radiation. Mm. So he's technically as smart as the Hulk is strong.
Oh, okay.
And he's got one of those crazy big, you know, long foreheads. That's like, that's an 8.5 head right there.
Well, what about those aliens in the original pilot for Star Trek, the cage? You know, they look like they have ball sacks on their foreheads.
Yes! On their head was an upside-down pulsing scrotum.
Imagine paying one of them to sneeze 4,000 euros a month.
Yeah.
Wah, wah, wah.
Well, for, you know, I mean, that just goes to prove that men are not picky.
No. They should be, but we're not.
But they don't know any better, and we're trying to fix that.
Yeah, this brings the simpage to a new level, I think.
Yep.
I mean, I was already checking out at the German Scat Ornpay. This is... It's not as nasty, but it's definitely up there.
Dude, if you got a chance to look at what's in there, you'd be like, you'd feel dirty even just carrying the box.
I saw there was a picture of just some blonde with, you know, a nice rack. She was standing profile so you could see how her chest and ass stuck out. And some guy commented, he's like, I would gargle her, period. Many of us have been avoiding anyone with a cough, sneeze, or a cold during the pandemic, but apparently there's some who have a fetish for flu symptoms. Emphasis on symptoms.
Well, I'm going to be honest. I mean, there's some crazy appetites out there.
Mm.
And, latex, yeah, I mean...
Leather.
Well, you know, pedophilia. I mean, they get into some crazy ass, like, wazoo fetish bullshit.
Oh, but that's stunning and brave now. You're not allowed to talk bad about the pedos. I mean, Antifa's completely thrown in with them now.
Yeah, I know.
Antifa's all pro-pedo.
Yes, they are. Oh, my Lord.
You know, if Joe Biden actually survives his first term in office, he's going to go back to designing puppets, and then he'll be Joe Pedo. Look, Pinocchio, you're a real live boy. Now put your face up against my ass and lie to me. That's so disgusting. Why did I go there? Son of a bitch. Holly McGuire, an actress in Page 3 star, admitted she's been approached by men who have a very specific kink. The 42-year-old, well, that explains a lot, who previously appeared in Footballer's Wives.
Is that a foot fetish thing?
The football where they actually use their foot.
It's gay. Yeah, not enough fighting. Now, if it was like hockey and you're fighting for, you know, 25% of the game, I'll watch that all day long.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically, especially back in the Bob Probert days, you watch Detroit Red Wings hockey. It was basically, you know, a 2-hour long fight where occasionally a hockey game would break out.
God bless that goon.
I know, right? The 42-year-old, who previously appeared in Footballer's Wives, records videos of herself coughing and sneezing for Randy fans. You know, I wonder if Hunter Biden was part of the Footballers.
Yeah, maybe. I wonder why, like, some men are drawn to that. Is
the feet thing?
Yeah, is it like a naughty thing or dirty thing or something?
Maybe. You could ask Quentin Tarantino.
Doing something dirty.
Dirty stuff. I will freely admit, I had an ex. She used to like it when I sucked her toes. Wasn't bad.
Whatever, man.
I just made sure she washed them first.
Yeah, that's fine. If it gets you access to the poon, it is, I mean, it's fair game.
Oh, it was like a double tap, dude. Or triple tap, actually. Because, you know, you go balls deep, you work the joystick with your thumb, and then you work the toes with your mouth. Next thing you know, she's snapping her back so hard and screaming so loud, you thought you broke her.
Right in the middle when that happens, you're like, I should really check my insurance policy.
I really should, yeah.
See if this is covered under homeowners.
Yeah, accidental death by toe suckage.
Yeah, slip disc. Yeah. Just tell him you slipped on the driveway.
Yeah, you know you're really blowing her back out when she needs a chiropractor afterwards.
Yeah, when you got to call your insurance adjuster afterward.
when basket f***ing becomes a handicap requirement and an insurance write-off in your house.
Well, you know, if you did get hurt bad enough, you can make modifications to your structure for your handicap. So
that is very true.
You can't do it.
What's
can't
this
be
for? It's for my wife. I broke her back, so she. This is how we still do it.
Yeah, I can't really do what I used to do.
No. Yeah. Yeah, when she wants me to suck the other toe, she just blows into the straw.
Dude, how do we go there, man?
I don't know.
Jesus.
We call this position the Stephen Hawking.
Yep. Going to hell.
And this specific one where I bend her into a pretzel and force her face into the pillow is called the theory of everything. Some even ask her to wear a face mask so she can play into the fantasy even more. I mean, shouldn't she be masking up her forehead?
Yeah, no, it's just gonna say that.
I mean, clearly she's had work done. Ooh. And all the Instagram filters in the world are never gonna cover that up. when you look at this article, those bazoombas that she's putting proudly on display are not the real deal. You scroll a little further down the page, you see what they actually look like, and they're probably about half the size.
Oh, so she's wearing camouflage?
Yeah, she's got booby camouflage. Well, and I think she had a facelift because the forehead doesn't look as prominent.
Well, women, they get heavier up there when they get older, too, so.
Yeah, that's true. I suppose I would have to do a little bit of a research for educational purposes only, of course.
We got to do a cursory inspection on that.
While you may think the fetish is niche, Holly rakes in 4,000 euros a month by filming sexy COVID-related content. Holly, who is originally from Essex, but now lives in Spain. España, told The Sun, "It's a daily thing being asked to wear a face mask. Some like the more exotic, elegant coverings, whereas others like the basic tissue style because they rip easily."
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, $4,000. Yeah, you do what you got to do.
The simping is...
Simping is strong with this one.
I can taste the soy in the air right now. Mm-hmm. It's bad.
They're letting off stinks of soy clouds.
Ugh. "I have a regular who likes to role play. I think he's a germaphobe and likes me to whisper very quietly during the conversations."
Okay.
Getting a little weirded out now.
Yeah.
"When I do, he brings the phone closer to his face to try and hear me, and I pretend to sneeze or cough directly, loudly at him."
And that does it for him. Oh, God. All right. Not heard at all, man.
I've seen a lot of people sneeze, and never once has it given me a owner bay.
That doesn't do it for me either, bro.
No, it's a little weird.
It's not my thing. Not my thing. I just like normal shit.
Yeah.
That's it. Normal stuff.
A little funky.
I'm glad I don't have any like weird fetishes. I'm just a normal dude.
People might think vanilla is boring, but you could add things to vanilla, like you know, chocolate
anything.
Syrup.
Anything. You caramel, can add anything to vanilla.
Butterscotch, strawberries.
You can add sardines if you want. You know, you do whatever you want.
Nuts.
Yeah.
If you're into that.
And whipped cream and all. I mean, there's all kinds of these.
Yeah.
You can go hog wild.
You can jazz it up, man.
Yep. With chocolate?
Yeah. But if you're not careful and you don't make her douche beforehand, you could wind up with a chocolate dipped cone.
Stop it. That's just nasty.
And then if you keep going, you get a Neapolitan.
You know what else is gross? Ah, I broke a damn blood vessel!
It's construction season. Oh, it's always construction season.
Yeah, the people move to Michigan for four seasons, but really what they get is two. Construction and no construction. I don't know when the hell there's no construction.
I have never, ever seen zero construction.
Our current stunning and brave, duly elected, most popular president ever might have delivered the coup de grace to the Republic, but the first shots were fired by useful idiot vaginuts in sheep's clothing peddling lies and propaganda before our former Kenyan-in-chief made it legal. Take a stand against the tyranny and get yourself a copy of Surviving Fourth Wave Fleminism today. A link is in the description.
"It's pretty hard to sneeze on demand, so I try to remember to have a pepper shaker handy for those calls."
Wow.
Wow.
That is nuts.
Oh, and she dresses the part too, man. She's got some BDSM going.
Listen,
on.
Listen, I remember we were getting our outbound brief at Fort Bliss from this one female sergeant major. She had this thick German accent, and she was fairly hot for, you know, a sergeant major.
Yeah.
And everyone's like drew pictures of her in like tight leather and a riding crop. I was just like, that is awesome. Because I knew she's got to know that's in every dude's mind when she's walking around the Iron State.
Mm-hmm. Bring out the gimp.
We're all like, oh yeah.
Gimp sleeping.
Yeah.
Holly, who connects with clients via saucytime.com, has grown used to the bonkers requests. The fact that she has to get used to it, That means that it just happens way too much.
She started getting requests for this type of fetish.
Ugh.
She realized it's really not that bad. It's a little kinky and weird in the sick, gross, germy kind of way.
True.
But 4,000 euros is 4,000 euros.
Yeah.
Maybe she's like making more doing other stuff too that they didn't write about.
It's quite possible. I mean, you could have a giant ildo day the size of a construction marker installed into your kitchen that you have to ram up your fourth point of contact 48 times a day, or you could sneeze.
Well, she can also branch out and pretend she has TB.
Yeah.
Or, or syphilis-infected lungs.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, why not? Let's do it.
Yeah, I mean, where are the emphysema freaks out there?
Yeah. I mean, she should be making $24,000, $25,000 a month. She's got to branch out.
Yeah, I mean, you cough up your emphysema blood, and then you use it as lube.
That's so sad. I can't believe you just went there. You sick bastard.
Yes, I am.
Who knows what's going on?
This isn't even real world anymore, man. This is bizarro world.
Yeah, this went into bizarro world.
Think about what life was like on this planet 20 years ago. If someone had come up to you in 2001 and told you this is what it was going to be like today.
I wouldn't believe them.
Yeah, up was down, left is right, men or women.
What was it, 35% of men who reach the age of what, 35 are still virgins?
Yep. Largest virginity rate ever.
Yeah. I mean, if I'd have heard somebody say, you know, Pop, women are going to get so goddamn nasty that men are just going to, they're walking off the lot. I'd be like, what? No, pussy's great. Oh, my God.
What are you talking about,
until
man?
I went in the real world, and I'm like, I realized that the pussy equation, it didn't solve for X.
As an ex-wife.
Yeah.
But it does make you solve for, why, God, why? But she admits her most unusual scene involved eating cream cakes while still wearing her face mask. Are you supposed to eat those through the mask? Or?
So she's branching out. I like it.
Is it like on the plane when they say, oh, you'll lift it up to take a bite and then put it back down?
Yeah, that is about some of the gayest shit.
You keep claiming that those do something, but we've all read the warnings on the side of the box. Somebody should read the warnings on the side of this woman's box. I'm sure she's got like a skull tattooed right over her cooch that says, punish me.
That would be a funny skit. Let's walk up some woman, pull out an imaginary sheet of paper off her belt line. She's like, what are you doing? Hold on a minute. I'm reading the fine print on this model. Yeah.
Surgeon General's warning.
Dude, that would be great. We could easily do that.
Absolutely. While she felt pretty sick afterwards, she revealed that she can make up to 500 euros on a good day's work.
Okay, that's respectable. Scratch. It is.
It is. That's a pretty big deviation, though. If you can make up to 500 euros in one day's work and it takes you the rest of the month to make up the 4,000... It's definitely not a consistent thing.
No.
Holly thinks the craze is popular because it's so taboo at the moment.
Most of the people who successfully find that niche and capitalize on it are going to make a lot of money in the beginning. And that's for anything.
Well, I don't think she found it, to be fair. I think that niche found her. Because who in their right or even their wrong mind would go out there like, who wants me to sneeze for them?
No, well, the thing is most of the time you stumble into the niche. Yeah, well, the people you pay to foresee the niches are CEOs of companies.
Yeah.
And they pay them like $3 million a year.
And even then, like, those CEOs are trying to push niches that don't exist.
Yeah.
Looking at you, Disney.
Yeah. Woke, go broke.
She added that many are looking to spark a connection during lockdown, which is why demand seems to be higher than ever. Yeah, as if it wasn't already difficult enough for dudes to go out there and deal with the delusional Western women mentality. They had to add lockdowns to it.
Oh, yeah, because that's going to make everything better.
I guarantee you more people have died deaths of despair during all this than legit passed away from the coup. Holly isn't the only one making a fortune from saucy ventures during lockdown. We know all about this. We did a video on it. Previously, Alexis Morgan revealed business is booming as people have been forced to stay at home. The ornpay industry is also looking healthy despite shoots being canceled. Many are tuning into live cam sites instead, which have hosted big stars like Maitland Ward and Riley Reid.
Well, you know, somebody's got to get their ornpay somewhere, I guess.
But they're still paying for it. That's what really rocks my shit.
There's so much free stuff out there.
But of course, you know, the only ethical way to watch Orn pay is to pay women for it.
Yeah.
How about you just stop making bad decisions and expecting other people to foot the bill?
That would be nice. Yeah. I get so tired of this.
And then they attempt, all of them have the same story. They attempt to retire from the business, and then they want to blame the business that got them into the public eye for all of the consequences for their decisions.
And they want to take away everything. They want to take it all down.
I was exploited.
Come on, man.
Oh, yeah. Mia Khalifa, so exploited. She gets into the business for all of like 6 months or something like that, becomes super famous. Why, I don't know. I don't think she's anything special. But, of course, it was everyone else's fault. I was exploited away. I would never do it again. Next day, starts an OnlyFans.
There you go.
Yeah, makes all the sense in the world. Well, it's different because now I'm in control. You look like you were in control during Reverse Cowgirl.
Yeah, well, you got to be, or you'll bend it the wrong way, and then you have nightmare fuel, like, breaking a penis.
We should do an ongoing series on the streams of just nightmare fuel. Each of us come up with like five.
I got a list.
And then cue the chat, like, hey, you know, we're doing our nightly nightmare fuel. Let us know what you guys, what just scares the shit out of you.
I think I got like a list of 25 of them right now.
And then what was the other one? The recent one, Lana Rhodes. Oh, I was exploited in your way. And then she gets knocked up by an NBA player.
Yeah, that and she did some humiliating shit.
Of course.
And she wanted that taken down too.
Oh, it was all everyone else's fault, you know? They're strong and independent until it comes time to be held accountable for their decisions. And then all of a sudden, they didn't know, you know, no one told them, blah, blah, blah. No, I'm sorry. Orn Pay has been around now since cameras existed.
Since the 50s.
We know what the consequences of this behavior is. You don't get to plead ignorant to it.
Yeah, I know.
It's, no.
Sorry.
Wait,
we know the drill. Bummer for you.
What would you say to these Orn Pay queens getting out of the business and then deciding to try and blame other people for their crap?
Well, first of all, it's the feminist thing in microcosm. They create the problem and then they bitch about it.
Yep.
But except they're creating the problem in their own life and then they're bitching about it. Men are men. They like to see certain things.
Yep.
There's always going to be a market for it.
Mm-hmm.
There always will be. But you got to remember,
yeah,
you get caught in that thing. I mean, everything has, you know, decisions have consequences. So,
absolutely.
You know, you take action. Guess what? You're gonna get held to task, and you do that stuff and make money doing it. That stuff's gonna follow you around the rest of your life.
Yeah, I hope you invested.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna have one hell of a rough time. Yeah.
And when you were talking about the market, it just sparked something in my head. It's not like this is a singular market where only one type of Orn Pay is created. There are markets within markets, just like there's genres within movies. Not every movie is Lethal Weapon, just like not every Orn Pay is ball-gagged, fish-hooked, you know, hanging from ropes tied around your bazoombas ceiling. Like, but if that's what you signed up for and then you want to complain about it when there's perfectly vanilla stuff over here, you know, man on top, get it over with quick.
But it doesn't matter. Even they do any of that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's just the way it is.
But every single one of them wants to claim exploitation afterward. No, no, no. You were of sound mind and obviously sound body.
That's right.
You signed the contract.
If you're 18
yep,
and you sign a binding contract, guess what?
Yep.
There you go.
And a lot of these chicks, like, they say that they dream about it from the time they're a teenager. And then they go and do it. Well, it wasn't what I imagined it would be. And that's the men's fault, this way.
Listen, it never works out to be like they think it is.
Here's another thought. Most of these women who dream about it, they think that they're going to be the ones sneezing into face masks for 4,000 euros a month. No.
Chances are you're going to be getting the regular requests.
Yeah. Average OnlyFans user, I believe, only rakes in like $130 a month. But they push this stuff because they want to rope more chicks into doing this. And they're falling for it.
Isn't OnlyFans trying to get out of like the sex thing?
Yeah, that's not going to work out well for them.
It's not going to work now.
They're going to have to deactivate 90% of their accounts.
And start again.
that is not going to be a sound financial decision in the long run, and I guarantee you they're going to pull back on it. Because as soon as 90% of their client share gets jettisoned,
yeah,
and all of that money goes away with it, all of a sudden, oh, maybe we were too rash with that, you know. Like, sorry, okay? Patreon already exists, okay?
All right.
OnlyFans is like Patreon, but for people with no talent.
Damn, that's harsh. That is harsh, bro.
A talent is something that you're born with that hopefully throughout your life you don't lose. Women are born with the thing that they are selling on OnlyFans, and it's a never-ending exercise in diminishing returns.
That's exactly right. I mean, the minute that thing walks out of high school, yep, or turns 16 in high school and things are happening, that, yep, value is just getting hammered.
Yep. It's not precious metals. Mm-mm. Its value does not go up with age.
No, it doesn't.
It goes down. Just like you. On your OnlyFans videos.
That's going to come back and haunt a lot of these ladies.
Oh, without a doubt. And then it's going to be everyone else's fault again, even though the feminist narrative from these XA positive chicas is, this is allowing the adult industry to take control away from the evil, vile, exploitative menses. They're going to recant all of that as soon as all these chicks hit their 30s and they can't pull down a decent dude.
Correct. But the thing is, all of the entertainment industry is full of people who do this.
Yep.
All right, it's not just the, you know, Orn Pay.
Oh, yeah.
You're exploiting someone to make money. That's just the way it is.
Look at all the chicks who had, you know, nice, comfortable, lucrative careers in the 90s who all turned on Harvey Weinstein as soon as it was the popular thing to do.
Because they walked through the door, he got them a shot, and they couldn't deliver.
Yep.
And now they're singing the blues.
Yep. Now they're on OnlyFans, sneezing into masks and eating cream cakes or cream pies.
Or both.
At the same time. Oh!
Oh, God, stop.
Where do you think the icing came from?
Ah!
Who wants chowder?
All right, well, I guess that's it. There's a lot of nutty chicks out there.
Stop paying these chicks for nasty mucus, all right? And yeah. I'm talking about the kind that comes out of their nose and their crotch.
Just, you know, just leave it be, bro. It's not worth it.
Leave it be, let it lie. No one needs that, no one wants it, and for the love of God, stop complaining about women having entitled attitudes when you finance their lifestyle in this way. Ugh. There's dudes out there creating the problem and then bitching about it, just like the women that reject them.
All day long in a month of Sundays.
In the butt.